Crosswords by Colleen Fitzpatrick. When I was about 7, my parents bought an encyclopedia. I remember them sitting on the sofa talking to the salesman one night. Shortly after that, a collection of books appeared at our house, labeled A through Z. I picked one up and started to read an article about a city in Germany. I didn't know what Germany was, but I thought it was an interesting article, as were many others. I announced to my family that I planned to read the whole encyclopedia, and my parents thought that was charming. One night, my father was lying on his bed, propped up on pillows, working his crossword puzzle with me lying next to him. I watched him fill in the squares. 10 down was only partly filled in. The clue was duckbill. I said, "Dad, 10 down is platypus." He was shocked. "Where'd you get that from?" he asked. I said, "I read it in the encyclopedia." He called my mother. "Marilyn!" Time went on and I read more than just the encyclopedia. I did well in grammar school and in high school. I moved away to attend a better college and then went on to graduate school. I was successful in what I did. I got good jobs, but always returned home at least once a year. But after his initial crossword puzzle shock, my father became jealous of my success and developed a dislike for me. His disdain accelerated into hatred as he got older. Great accomplishments on my side were answered by petty accusations on his. He scheduled family vacations when I couldn't go. He eventually won over my sibs into believing I was some kind of weirdo. I stopped going back to what I called home because it wasn't home anymore. The years passed. My mother died, my father got old, and then he got older. He needed caregivers. My sibs called me every few months. That became every few weeks, and then every few days, and then every day. They said he was dying, I should come, but he died before I could get there. The family would not hold a funeral for me, so I had to drop everything and head to what I used to call home. There were people at the funeral I had not seen in years, including my own nieces and nephews. No one said they appreciated me being there. My youngest brother, to chip off the old block, gave a eulogy about somebody I absolutely did not recognize. Finally, it was time for us to come forward to pay our last respects. I was torn. I was sorry he was gone, but also relieved that I didn't have to live under the cloud of disdain and hatred. Yet I wanted to make things right, to somehow return to the times when we were all together and happy. As they closed the coffin, I reached into my purse for a piece of paper and pen to write a note to place in his hands to let him know that in spite of everything, I still cared. The note was simple. Platypus.